It's time for Aging Well, brought to you today by the Institute of Gerontology at Wayne State University and Wright and Philippus. And our guest today is Patricia Rencher, Community Education Coordinator at the Institute of Gerontology. And Pat creates learning forums on topics of interest to older adults and their families. And she also recruits volunteers to help with research projects of value to older African Americans in the Metro Detroit area. So if you have questions for Pat, you can join the conversation at 248-557-3300. Pat, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
I should also say, you know, whenever I talk about the colloquium series that you have down there on Tuesday mornings at 9:30, next door to the IOG, I always tell people that they have to call Patricia Rencher and let her. Do you have a lot of people who are not from the university come to those programs?
Quite a few community practitioners.
Yeah.
As well as just interested older adults.
Yeah, I always thought, there have been several times that I wanted to go, but I'm on the air.
Well, let me tell you this, that in the event that there's a topic of interest to you, shoot me an email or call me at here at the Institute, 577-2297, and ask me to send to you the handout or whatever materials that were provided at the talk, because we realize it's really hard to get here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, parking and so forth. So I'm happy to do that.
Now, do you have a direct number down there?
I do.
What's your direct number?
313-664-2626. Yes.
So if people want to call and talk to you, and that there, you may have some questions after we talk about what's on your mind this morning, we'll give that number at the end of our conversation. But
absolutely.
Let's talk first about the community events and what kind of programs have you got planned for this year?
Well, I think I've got some pretty exciting programs scheduled. The first one of the academic year is October 17th, and it will be held at the Oak Park Senior Center. And we call them Lunch and Learns.
Okay.
And so the October 17th program is around cancer and reducing cancer risk. It's October 17th, 10:30 to 12:30.
Is there a charge for this?
There is no charge. However, the Oak Park senior folks want folks, in order to participate, to be part of what's called their 50-plus senior club. And there's a $6 charge for that for residents, and then a $12 charge for non-residents. But the actual form, there is no cost for that.
Okay, so the cost is to join the group.
Is to join the club, yes.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing. I mean, although it depends on whether or not you're going to go over to Oak Park very often. That
Absolutely.
Sounds like an interesting program. What else do you have in line?
In November, we're doing a mail-only forum. And that's the 1st of November, November 4th. And we're hoping to attract 50-plus men. And they'll do a couple of things in that session. One is they'll talk to a physician who wants, Dr. Mervyn Wolf, who hopefully will talk about the relationship between male patients and their physicians. Unfortunately, women do a much better job of forming and maintaining relationships. So he's going to do some talking around that. That's at the very crux of good health. And he promises that if you improve your relationships with your physician, that you can add 10 years onto your life.
That sounds interesting. Again, is there any cost for this?
No cost for that at all.
Okay.
You just need to call me to RSVP.
They do have to call and register, let you know that they're coming to these things, or if they didn't get all the information as we're passing through it rather quickly, they can always call you and get information on the upcoming programs. And we're talking with Patricia Rencher from the Institute of Gerontology, and you might want to jot down her number down there. It's a direct line to Patricia, 313-664-2626. We are talking with Pat Rencher from the Institute of Gerontology, and if you have questions for Pat, you can join with us at 248-557-3300. Pat, we just got started on the programs coming up. There are more, I hope?
There are, and I should add that all of these programs are part of our effort at the IOG, Institute of Gerontology, to recruit older adults as research subject participants. And what we're building here is a research subject registry.
Okay.
A list of older adults who said, I will consider, as you bring various research projects to me, I will consider participating in them. Some you may present I'm not interested in, but there are others that I may be interested in. And that is our ultimate goal.
Okay. Well, that sounds interesting. I know I always talk about the colloquium series, and I noticed that next Tuesday you're going to have Todd Myers, who is a Ph.D. and an assistant professor in the Department of Anthropology at Wayne State, and he's going to be talking about ethnography and chronic illness, which sounds very interesting.
Oh, yes, which is a big word to just say that he's looking into ethnic groups and how various ethnic groups deal with chronic illnesses.
Well, people, again, if they want... You have a listing of the upcoming people who are going to be at the colloquium series, just like you probably have emailed information or printed information for all of these programs?
Absolutely. And so everything is just not available via email. I'd be happy to put it into the mail.
Sure. Either email or snail mail.
Yeah.
But they've got to call you first, and that is easy to do because we've given that number. I'll give it again because you're a good person to be in touch with down there at the IOG for all the programs that they're doing. Not only that, but for all the volunteering, too. 313-664-2626 connect you with Patricia Rencher.
Correct.
And a moment ago we were talking about the best medical care around town, but one of our sponsors for the IOG providing this program are the wonderful people in home health care, Wright and Philippus.
Wright and Philippus, first to serve your home health care.
I'm A.J. Philippus, president of Wright & Philippus. People come through our doors needing items such as portable oxygen, wheelchairs, and diabetic shoes. But when they leave, they have much more than a medical product. They leave with a better quality of life. That's our daily mission at Wright & Philippus, and it's why we'll work harder to provide you with the caring service you'd expect from the area's leading home health care company. Over the past 60 years, we've earned a reputation for providing the best service in the industry. It will always be our company's number one goal and is our commitment to you. If you or a family member need anything for home health care, please visit the Wright & Philippus nearest you. We have more than 30 locations throughout the state to serve you.
Wright & Philippus, first to serve your home health care needs.
And if you are like myself, you don't go online, so you can't go to firsttoserve.com, but what you can do is pick up that good old telephone and call toll-free, 1-800-482-0222, and that puts you in touch with the leaders in the home health care field, the folks at Wright and Philippus. We are talking with Pat Rencher from the IOG, and you can join the conversation if you have a question, 248-557-3300. And if people want to get information, Pat, about the programs coming up, whether they be these major programs you were talking about or the colloquium series, they can just call you down at the IOG, and they can be emailed the list, or you can write to them with the snail mail. But I know one thing that you've got coming up. You work with the Healthier Black Elders annual event, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Maybe we should talk a little bit about that because that is a very important program.
It is. The Healthier Black Elders program is always held on the first Tuesday in June. And it's a day of learning and laughing and celebrating aging. Yes.
Yeah, it's a great thing, yeah.
It is. And again, the goal is to educate older adults about aging issues, as well as to encourage them to participate in research projects.
Now, let me ask you, do you ever have non-African Americans? I mean, whites, for example?
We do. And this program was specifically designed because the African American community was so underrepresented.
Right. I remember when it started, and they were not getting the kind of care and information that they deserved, and so the Institute of Gerontology created this program. But it is open to anybody who wants to come because everybody can learn. You're talking about health care that really applies to everybody.
Oh, absolutely. And all of us are having very similar aging issues.
Tell me about it, Dad. Well, that's all. All I want to do is get older, honey, because I've looked at all the alternatives, and they're not very exciting. Now, look, is there a charge for the Healthier Black Elders event?
There is not.
None?
Not at all.
That's coming up. Again, they want to register, don't they?
They do. We require registration.
Yeah.
And generally that opens up early May.
Okay.
And people will be getting the word. And I'm sure have us back. We'll come back.
We'll be talking about it on the air. You always send me information about it, and I read it as a public service announcement. And let people know about it, because we have a very large black audience at Ask Your Neighbor. And anybody else who's interested. Now, where are they going to hold it again?
Greater Grace.
Greater Grace, okay.
Yes.
That's the one over on 7 Mile?
7 Mile and Telegraph, yes.
7 and Telegraph.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a beautiful church.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how does that program, the Healthier Black Elders, relate to recruitment of research volunteers?
Well, that's sort of the annual culminating event. Not only are there educational opportunities, we also celebrate those people who have participated in research projects throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the biggie for us.
Okay. Well, I want to talk to you about recruiting volunteers, because that's not only important to you, but I think it's important to people who are retired. And we have a lot of older people in our audience who have been listening here for 50 years to this show. And we all started out, we were young when this show began 50 years ago.
Yes.
But when you're retired, one of the most important things you can do to stay active and to be socializing and keeping your mind going is to volunteer, and I want to talk to you about that. We're talking with Patricia Rencher, and let's talk about research and the challenge of finding people that are willing to help with research. For example, what is the participate research pool, and what happens with it? Why is it important?
Well, it's important because we have had an African American community, an underrepresented group of research subjects. And so while therapies and treatments have been designed for other ethnicities specifically, we've not been able to specifically say that X works for X within the community. So it helps. And I think that we've really made a breakthrough. A lot of African Americans participate in research these days. And the Healthier Black Elders program and programs like it were designed to make sure that there's the necessary monitoring and oversight for research projects that heretofore had not happened.
Mm-hmm. What kind of volunteers are you looking for? What kind of people?
We're looking for peer volunteers.
What's that
older
mean?
Adults.
What I was going to say, what does that mean?
That means that we like to have older adults interview other older adults.
Okay.
And so what we're finding is baby boomers who are retiring are looking for some meaningful and substantive kinds of volunteer experiences. And interviewing their peers just happens to be one of those volunteer experiences.
Yeah. How many volunteers do you need on a regular basis?
Well, the...
Or does it vary?
The participant resource pool, which is the listing, the registry, and we call it the PRP, we're updating constantly. So I always am looking for people who want to come in and want to interview their peers.
You have a pool of volunteers, and there are all kinds of projects that an individual can volunteer for, so that when they get into this pool, they can get information from you about what programs and projects are coming up, and then sign up for whatever they want to get into.
Absolutely. Not only programs and projects, and we talked about earlier the annual event. Once you're on the registry, you will be kept abreast of the kinds of research projects that are upcoming and are in need of volunteers, and the activities of not only the Healthier Black Elders, but the Institute of Gerontology in general.
Now, I know you mentioned that you would like to have older people talking to older people, but I'll bet you have a lot of projects down there at the IOG where you can use younger people as well.
Well, we do, but I think there's a real richness that happens with older adults to their peers.
Oh, I don't mean to take it that away. I'm just saying if we've got some younger listeners, they don't think of themselves as old. Maybe they're in their 40s,
If they're available during the day,
But if they're available, That was another thing. Do most of these programs happen during the day, or do a lot of them happen on the weekends, or what?
No, all of the interviewing by phone is done during the day.
Okay, so
during the weekday,
you're interviewing by phone.
We're interviewing by phone.
They come down to the IOG and sit in your office and get on the telephone, and you give them a list of people to talk to and tell them what to talk about, huh?
Absolutely, that's how it works.
And that's interesting. What sort of things do you talk about?
Well, what we're doing is we're doing actually the pre-screen. So we're gathering information from individuals so that when the researchers come to us and say, for instance, I'm doing a study on aspirin, and this person, this researcher, has met all of the university requirements in addition to the Healthier Black Elder requirements, then we in turn turn over names to that person.
Okay.
And they're the listing of people that we've talked to over within 18 months, people have said they might possibly be interested in research projects.
I want to talk to you about what the requirements might be for people signing up to help, if there are any. We're talking with Patricia Rencher, and we'll get back to our conversations. Incidentally, you can join the conversation if you have a question for Pat. 248-557-3300 is our number to call. And as I say, we'll be back in just a moment. But let's talk about what they do at House Calls on Wheels.
Well, let's talk about accidents, and many of them happen in the bathroom. Actually, more than any other room in the home. And many of those are slip and falls, and they happen in the tub. Now, in addition to providing medical and non-medical services in your home, House Calls on Wheels now offers home safety renovations, such as walk-in baths. You can enjoy your bath again in safety and comfort with an affordable walk-in bath. Call House Calls on Wheels for a free inspection and an estimate of your beautiful walk-in bathtub. Phone House Calls on Wheels today. It's toll-free. That's 888-489-8980. Again, 888-489-8980.
Okay, Pat, what is required of somebody signing up to help? Do they have to have certain educational requirements, or are there any requirements?
No educational requirements.
Okay.
Just
a desire.
To be personable and a desire to do so. And the ability to convey to their peers the importance of research.
What sort of things do these people talk about when they make that phone call? Are they just doing a little research thing, asking some questions?
Yeah, the initial call asks some very basic questions: how people are moving through their activities of daily living, any chronic diseases that they are being faced with. Some very basic information, and from there, that's how they're then placed on the registry. Very invasive questions.
Okay, this is the interview type of thing. Now do these volunteers ever get involved in your research projects?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, they're the first ones to know about any upcoming research projects, and
mm-hmm.
so if there's a personal interest, then they certainly sign up themselves because they're part of the registry themselves.
Well, tell me about some of these research projects that these recruits, volunteers, have been involved in.
Well, one of the things that the IOG does is not a lot of clinical or invasive kinds of research projects. So there's no pill taking and that kind of thing. But we do a lot of interviewing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's primarily what the volunteers are doing. They're interviewing.
Right, and the particular research projects that come to us are interview-based. So in other words, when we did the study on gambling or on downsizing or on caregiving, it was an actual interview where the researchers sat down with the research subject and asked them questions about their experience in these areas.
So these volunteers can either be the interviewer or the interviewee.
Absolutely.
So you have both ways to go. And do you have many of them that do both?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It is interesting. And I think that at there seems to be a point that people reach in their lives where they really do want to give back, and they really
sure.
do want to leave some kind of legacy and contribute to solutions.
What's your current research project that you're working on?
Well, currently we're looking at a five-year study that has to do with the benefits of aspirin.
Okay. You mentioned aspirin. What kind of questions do they ask about aspirin?
Well, they're trying to find out. They're taking a look at people who take aspirin as a daily benefit for heart disease versus people who don't. So they're going to look at the benefits and risk of those two groups.
Okay, because I remember taking aspirin one time because I have arthritis.
Yeah.
And I took aspirin on a regular basis, and I wound up with a stomach ulcers.
Right.
And I wound up with a bloody stomach. And I had to take, prescription for that. And then I never went back to aspirin. I found other things to use. And I suppose those are the kind of questions you ask, isn't it?
Absolutely. And there's a lot of pre-lab work that's done before people can qualify for that aspirin study, for instance.
Oh, okay.
And so they would have identified some of those kind of problems prior to even admitting you into the study.
We've got Inez in Detroit with a question for you. Inez, good morning. You're on the air with Pat.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Listen, right now I've got a problem with bowels. If I call that number, could they give me some information on that?
Bowels?
Yeah, my bowels.
A bowel problem.
A bowel
problem. Constipated.
Constipation, is it, Inez?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
And I need to get out of here, you know, and do some things.
Yeah.
Well,
as far as those aspirins, when I didn't know any better, when I was younger, I took it. But it's internal bleeding.
Yeah.
Aspirin's is a no-no, just like Splenda is.
Well, everybody cannot tolerate aspirin.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's another reason that they're looking at it. It's being promoted as a benefit, but for everybody it's not so, and puts them at risk. But I will tell you that the IOG, we are not physicians. For the most part, we are researchers, and so we don't provide any direct care in that response. Now, if you gave me a call, though, I could probably direct you to a geriatrician that could probably, who's skilled and knowledgeable about older adult issues.
Well, Patricia's number down there, her direct number, Inez, is
313-664-2626.
2626. Yeah, and maybe one of these days you'll want to volunteer.
Of course.
Or certainly go to the African Elder. Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
You're not doctors down there. You're research people. But that brings to mind a fact that you might. I was just going to ask you if you'd ever had any research on bowel problems. And what the results of that research would be, because that would be of interest to somebody like Inez.
Oh, absolutely. To my knowledge, I've been here 5 years. There has not been any studies.
Not recently, anyway.
Not recently.
Because I know your residents of the university, the people who are in the Institute of Gerontology, do all kinds of research work. Pat, one more time, I think we should tell people if they're interested in volunteering or if they've got other questions, they call your office. And give us the number one more time.
313-664-2626.
I thank you very much for taking the time. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you very much, too.
Goodbye. Aging Well is brought to you by the Institute of Gerontology at Wayne State University and underwritten by our friends at Wright and Philippus. And we'll look forward to another get-together next month and more tips on aging well.